T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben McDonald, former LSU Tiger pitcher, MLB pitcher as well. Ben, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. The original Big Ben McDonald.
The original, that's right. Before there was a Benoit Benjamin, the original Big Ben. That's right.
Ben, 9 games through the season for LSU baseball, how would you assess their first 9 games and their performance, in particular offensively, where some figure they might have some struggles?
Well, it's been good to this point, right? I mean, if you go back and compare what they did last year, which was, you know, only through 17 games before COVID hit, LSU had the worst team batting average in the entire SEC. So they only hit .253 and were dead last. You compare that to this year and where they are right now, it's kind of middle of the pack in the batting average, right? It's 6th place overall. They're hitting .297, so it's a big improvement. The big difference for LSU is it's a bigger, more physical team, right? And so with 21 home runs hit this year, LSU leads not only the SEC, they lead the entire country in home runs. Now, that is a surprise. I don't think anybody saw that coming, but it's a welcome surprise for sure for Paul Maneri's bunch. And so the offense has gotten better. When you add Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan, some true freshmen to the lineup, it makes the lineup automatically more physical than what it was last year. Plus some of the guys that got some playing time last year that were true freshmen, you know, have grown up a little bit and are a little bit more physical too. Although they don't have a whole lot of college at bats, it's working for LSU right now. And everybody's saying, well, look, they hadn't played anybody yet. And that's true. LSU's not played a ranked team. And in my opinion, they hadn't even played a team yet that's going to be in postseason play. But it is still a very similar schedule to what they played last year. So you still got to compare the numbers last year versus this year. It's a much improved offense from last year.
Dylan Cruz is as advertised. You would agree?
Yes, I said it when I went and watched a inter-squad game before the season. Somebody asked me, I said, Dylan Cruz is a grown-ass man, and that's what I mean. And he has lived up to that billing. He is all that and then some. And he hasn't disappointed. He reminds me of Mike Trout. He's got a Mike Trout-type body. As you know, he is the highest-ranked high school player to make it to a college campus. All the others above him signed and are playing pro ball right now. And so he's been better than advertised, actually, because a lot of we heard about Dylan Cruz was he's going to hit for power, he's going to hit some average, but he's going to swing and miss a lot. Like, he's going to strike out a lot. That's kind of the scout report on him. Well, guess what? He is hit, and he is hit for power, but he hasn't struck out very much. I think he's got 5 strikeouts on the entire year so far. So he's sitting at the top of the lineup, and he's creating havoc at the top of the lineup for LSU right now.
Are you surprised by their home run numbers offensively for LSU so far?
I am. I'm very surprised because, I mean, you go back to last year, and I think LSU totaled last year, you know, hit like 15 home runs in 17 games last year. It might have been less than that, and they're already at 21 this year. So that is a surprise. But like I said, it's a welcome surprise. And LSU needs that. I mean, LSU needs to get back to the Gorilla Ball days and be able to bang the ball out of the ballpark. It's still a very young position player group. When you're starting 3 or 4 true freshmen every night, and then we talk about others that are getting playing time, like Zach Arnold at shortstop, who has 3 home runs. Zach Arnold only got 2 at-bats last year because he was hurt. So basically, he is a freshman too. So it's still a very young group, but I call them young and dangerous, and that's kind of what they are right now. They're very dangerous because they can bang it out of the ballpark.
Every team, including the team that will win the national championship, has warts. And again, through 9 games, we're early here. What would be the wart for this LSU baseball team that has you maybe concerned going through?
Well, one thing that's got me concerned is LSU's not played a ranked team yet. And so when, you know, when Mississippi State rolls in Hickens, they have two first-rounders that LSU will face and a second-rounder that weekend rotation. The price of pitching's going up a notch or two, I could tell you that. And so that's a little bit of a concern to me. You know, can LSU continue to hit the ball like they're hitting it when the quality of pitching is going to go up a notch or two? They haven't faced any big-time arms yet. They hadn't faced any big-time teams yet. And so those are the question marks. However, with a young team like Paul has, as far as position players go, I'm okay with the schedule they played so far because I think it does nothing but get the confidence of these young guys up to this point right now. And so I think confidence is really big. When you're talking about 18 to 22-year-old kids, confidence is a real big thing. I'm not real concerned about the pitching staff. I like LSU's weekend rotation. You know, Jaden Hill and Marso and Labus, I think, are going to do really well. I like the back end of the bullpen. I mean, I know Fontenot blew a save yesterday, but I still like Fontenot at the back end. I like Matthew Beck and Vic Meyer, you know, Mikael Hilliard and others that are back there. And, look, these freshman arms that we're starting to see from LSU that are beginning to get developed a little bit, I like what I'm seeing from there, too. So I still think the strength will at the end of the day, will be the pitching staff for LSU. But I like what the batters are doing right now. I like the offense.
Ben McDonald here, LSU, former LSU pitcher, MLB great as well. And one of those pitchers, the young arms you talked that you were mentioning or alluded to, was Blake Money. I think he's starting to emerge as a guy that LSU can have big plans for, not just this year, but going forward.
Well, if he keeps pitching like he did yesterday, his nickname's going to be Blake Easy Money for sure. I can tell you that because it's some easy gas up to 94, 95 miles an hour yesterday. You know, he's 6'7", 261 pounds, and just a chap. He's just a true freshman. But you're right. I mean, when you look at LSU's weekend rotation now, you don't expect to get any of those guys back next year. Like, Labus is going to sign, and Marso is going to sign, and Jaden Hill is going to be a top-five pick in the first round. So those guys are gone. So now you got to start developing your freshman class, which are probably going to be your weekend rotation guys for next year. You know, so you look at, you know, Edwards and Money, guys like that, those are going to be the guys that's going to be your weekend rotation next year. And, boy, Money was good yesterday. He came in a pretty tough situation against Nichols and went 4 1/3 yesterday and only gave up two hits, didn't give up a run, walked nobody, punched out four. And so it was good to him see him get an extended outing out there. But I think you're going to see more and more of that. And these guys are going to be using those middle-of-the-week games. They'll get their starts there, and they'll get their feet wet, if you will, and maybe get the pitch out of the bullpen a little bit in SEC play. But those will be your weekend rotation guys for next year, and that's why you got to develop them and get them some action this year.
Around the SEC, Ben, who's been the team that has maybe surprised you through the first 10 games of the season?
Well, I think South Carolina, right? South Carolina's kind of been down the last couple of years, but they are one of three teams in the SEC that are still undefeated. So South Carolina, you know, Wes Clark over there, young man, is leading the entire country in home runs. He has 8 home runs already out of the gate quick. Dylan Cruz is doing a wonderful job. He's number 2 in the SEC behind Clark, but Clark leads the entire country, 8 home runs in South Carolina, 7-0. You know, Kentucky had a COVID start, right? Their first series of the year got canceled because they had too many players come down with COVID, but since getting going, they're 6-0, and Arkansas ranked number 1 in the country. A little bit of a surprise for me. They lost a lot offensively last year. They had, you know, Heston Kerstead went, you know, in the first round to the Orioles, and they had the third baseman went. You know, so they were down a little bit from their offense, but yeah, they continue to score runs. The pitching is taking a step forward, and Arkansas and Dave Van Horn's bunch is undefeated as well. But look, we've talked about this before. The SEC is going to be a gauntlet, and when it gets going here in a couple weekends, that 30 games is going to be a 30-game grind like we've never seen before. And, you know, if the top 4 teams in the country right now are SEC teams, 5 of the top 6 are SEC teams, and there's 8 SEC teams ranked overall. So it's going to come down to some big-time stuff on the weekends, and I can't wait to see it.
Ben, when you played, I don't recall either collegiately or in the big leagues, leadoff hitters, too many leadoff hitters aside from Ricky Henderson that hit with power. And it seems like today at the college level, no bigger example than Dylan Cruz, where you're seeing coaches move guys that would typically hit 3 or 4 to the one spot in the lineup. Is that a change that you've noticed in college baseball in particular?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's all about getting your guys more at bats, right? And if you got your best hitters hitting the 3 and 4 hole, everybody says, well, he should be hitting 3 or 4. Well, there's no doubt Dylan Cruz could hit 3 or 4. But if you hit him 3 or 4 in a lineup versus we're hitting him leadoff, I mean, he's probably over the course of 60 games, you know, he's going to get probably another 15 or 20 at-bats to be able to affect a ball game, you know. And so I like the idea of putting him in that leadoff spot. Because if you think about it, look, you're only the leadoff hitter one time, right? I mean, that's the begin the game. After that, you never know when you're going to come up in the lineup. You could be, you know, the fourth batter of the inning, the second batter of the inning, the third batter of the inning. So you're only the leadoff hitter one time. And we saw it in Major League Baseball some years ago. You know, we started seeing Aaron Judge, you know, for the Yankees. He'd hit the two spot. And that's kind of been the move. Now they're moving those better hitters up in that lineup just to try to get them a few more at-bats. And at the big league level, when you talk about 162 games, if you hit second versus hitting fourth in the lineup, that's a lot of at-bats over the course of 162 games that you'll get more if you're the number two hitter, you know. And so it's not a big surprise. LSU, I like the lineup where it is. Dylan Cruz is causing havoc. It's a shame Cade Doty went down because he had just gotten really, really hot. And DiGiacomo, of course, pulled a hamstring a couple of weekends ago. So LSU's without two of its everyday players. But if they can hang on, the offense can keep going. You get Doty back and DiGiacomo back in a couple weeks, I think this offense will be that much better for it.
Ben McDonald, great Big Ben, the original Big Ben, former LSU and MLB pitcher. Ben, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend and enjoy the games this weekend against Oral Roberts starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.